So I'm going to talk about tech leadership in SRE. And I am, as David said, I am Sean Reese. I am a TL in Google. Actually, I don't have a formal TL title anymore, but I'll get to that in a second. I feel like it's actually worthwhile to sort of talk a little bit about my own background so you can understand where I'm coming from in this. I have been a SRE in Google for the last 7 years. I've been a TL for most of that time. I started off in ads SRE, I moved into storage SRE, I was a TL for a SRE-driven software project for a while, and I just recently switched into networking, which is actually why I don't have a TL title anymore. I'm actually too new, but we'll see how that goes. So I've had a pretty diverse experience, I think, by Google standards, from moving from team to team. But I want to be very clear here that this talk is mostly informed opinion based on my own experience at Google. So if something in this talk just doesn't sound right for your organization, just assume that's perhaps a local variation on either one or both of our parts. That being said, this talk is actually based on my own experience. It's also based on some of the literature that I've read. It's also based on talking to a number of people and working with a lot of really great TLs. So I do think this material is, in general, not specific to Google, and I don't believe it's necessarily specific to SRE. I think this is just sort of general practices for tech leadership. All right. So the outline of this talk is going to be four areas. What's a TL? How do they do it? And these two points will be the vast majority of the talk. And then the back part of the talk, the last few minutes, will be talking about if you are on a team and you have a tech lead of your own, or perhaps you're a tech lead with a tech lead that you're working with, how to best use them. And then if being a tech lead is a career aspiration of yours, how to become one. All right. So before I get into the role of the tech lead, I actually want to talk a little bit about what a TL isn't and maybe go through some of the myths about tech leadership. And perhaps the most common one that I've actually observed is that there's this perception sometimes that the tech lead will be the most prolific coder, or perhaps they'll write the most design docs, or they'll be somehow like the best individual contributor on a team, for whatever definition you might choose to use for best. And that's actually not the case. It's also not the case that the tech lead is necessarily the most senior member of a team, based on title, job grade, or level. We use job levels in Google, and I've actually seen teams where the tech lead is one, very rarely two levels below the most senior member of the team, and that's perfectly fine. So there's three takeaways from this slide that I want you to take. The first one is that the tech lead title, a tech lead role, whatever you want to call it, or however you denote it, it's not an honorarium. You don't get it for being the best or the most senior. Secondly, if it's not an honorarium, then I think by implication that means that the tech lead role is actually a separate role with distinct responsibilities. And the third thing I want you to take away from this, and this is maybe sort of, you know, Sean in sort of the ideal land, but ideally, you become a tech lead for already demonstrating leadership. Like, you lead already, and then you get acknowledged for being the tech lead. In that sort of ideal circumstance, what you're looking for in a team when a TL is actually appointed or acknowledged is for the team to go, right, yeah, actually, you know, Jane is totally doing that role already. Like, this makes perfect sense, and we're totally on board with it. All right. So, even though I've had a number of our opening thoughts already, I am going to add yet another opening thought. And this is from one of my colleagues in Google. His name is Will Robinson, believe it or not. And he wrote a doc about sort of his guidelines for TLs that report into him. And I thought this thought was so powerful that I made a whole slide about it. And it's, the TL works for the team and not the other way around. And the key thought that I take away from this is that the tech lead is either partly or fully evaluated on the team's impact rather than their own personal impact to projects. And so as a result from that, the TL's focus needs to be on the team itself. Like, it needs to be internal to the team. And I'm gonna be focusing on that today. I'll be talking about sort of this leadership side of tech leadership. I feel like I need to add this extra point in here, and this is primarily geared at perhaps new TLs. The TL role is generally not all-consuming. It might become that as a project gets larger or a team gets larger. But in general, a tech lead will have some expectation of doing sort of project work or individual contributor work, but less than they were doing before becoming a tech lead. Okay, so what does a TL do? One of the expansions of TL, aside from technical lead, that I like to use is tech librarian. TLs generally maintain very broad context on their service, the underlying infrastructure for it, all the pieces that go into it and how they fit together. They know what the members of their team are working on. They know the members of, they know what their dev team are working on. They know what the members of the dev team are working on. So there's just a lot of context about lots of about what's going on around them. And from this, and sort of combining in what the business requires of the SRE team, fuses this information and all this context to draft a team vision and a roadmap for the team. And this is, like, these two things provide sort of this goal for the team to shoot for. So to do a callback to the intercom talk, if you were there are two examples from that talk where I thought that was where this particular thing came up. They talked about writing definitions of done on a whiteboard and then also having a clear goal in sort of like a war room. And that's really what the value of a vision and a roadmap are. It's to help the team figure out what are we shooting for and get them onto the same page. One of the things about the vision sort of tends to describe an end goal. The end goal generally is pretty static. Like, it doesn't change all that often. It does change, but it doesn't change frequently. The roadmap does. The roadmap takes into account changing realities. So you might be dependent on one of your partner teams. They may deliver faster or slower than you expect. You might have a business priority change, that kind of thing. So the roadmap itself may end up changing more frequently. Okay, enough about technical vision and roadmaps. Let me go to the other half of this slide here. A lot of the context and state that the TL has, as well as sort of this clearly articulated goal, helps the TL be in a great position to handle escalations, blockers, help prioritize objectives relative to each other, perhaps make decisions about should we do, drop, or defer activities, and maybe perhaps ultimately decide on really sort of thorny issues if the team just needs an answer to move forward. The other thing that TL does, because of that context, is that they're a great person to go to for design and code reviews, for things that may end up impacting a space larger than what an individual might see. And so they can bring in this context. They can say, okay, here is the global view. Here is how perhaps what you are doing has impact over here and how you might want to change it or improve it or perhaps even just go ahead. All right. And I want to say that these are outcomes. These aren't necessarily behaviors. We'll talk a little bit about like how the TL goes about doing this in a later slide. So basically, the TL's job to produce a roadmap, review code, review designs, and that's it. Like, we're done, back to our real job, right? And I have to say, I'm actually guilty of saying this. This is something that I struggled with as a TL in the first couple of years of doing the job. I always felt it was a bit of a distraction from doing the technical work that I so enjoyed doing. Ooh, cool problem, I'm gonna write a design, I'm gonna write some code, I'm gonna solve it, move on. It turns out that the answer to this question is, I mean, the setup is pretty obvious, no. Like, being a TL is actually a continuous process. And I alluded to that a little bit with the roadmap in the prior slide, where I said the roadmap needs continuous updating as the situation on the ground changes. And it turns out that that is only one example of how the TL role is a continuous one, one that requires sort of continuous activity throughout the life of a project. All right. So what does that mean then? It means that the TL's primary focus is on execution, and that's the team's execution. And I mean that in the sense of getting things done, not in the sense of reducing the team space. So what is the good of a roadmap and vision? It's all about bringing the team together and helping them get them on the same page such that they execute together. Now, you might hear this called team unity. And one of the core things that a TL needs to do in order to do this is generate buy-in for the vision and roadmap. And this is one of the reasons that generating a vision and generating a roadmap is a continuous process. This is something that you need to work with your team, like provide like initial, like perhaps an initial draft, get their feedback, incorporate their feedback, talk to your partners, and do this on a continuous basis as the project moves on. There's also another role here, which is helping people find their own role and their own space inside this roadmap or this vision, figuring out how can they contribute to the overall team's success. And this actually changed, like this is also a continuous process as business priorities change that may result in the roadmap changing. It may, you may have team members join the team that need to be incorporated and helped to find projects that align to their interests and capabilities. You may have people on your team that are looking for that growth opportunity and looking for that that space to take on more responsibility. So the one thing I want you to take away from this slide is that the TL creates the environment for the team to execute well. Right? And this is where I come to this bold assertion that tech leadership is primarily a social role. What I was talking about in the prior slide, generating buy-in, helping people find their space inside of a project, all of this is person to person. Like this is going to somebody, talking to them, getting their feedback, hearing their concerns, understanding what's going on, and then working with them to execute together. And that's not necessarily one-to-one. It could be one-to-many. Like you could do this in team meetings. But in my experience, especially with smaller teams, it tends to be on a more personal level. All right. So it's about people and communication. And one of the other expansions of TL that I like to use is that TL is actually the old dialect for one who goes to meetings. If you snoop on your TL's calendar, if you're looking at the calendar and seeing, hey, where's my TL today? You'll probably find that they're in one-on-ones or very often project syncs, possibly invited to summits with their dev team or and maybe partner teams or whatever. And this is one of the primary ways that the TL builds and maintains state for what's going on in and around the organization. One of my personal strategies that I like to use is passive listening. So one of the things I like to do, so in the office space, I will either without headphones or maybe with one ear open, I'll be listening to conversations in and around the team space, and I'll be listening for signals of perhaps, oh, we need a bit of information here, or perhaps we're blocked, and I try to capture this information and then use it productively in some way. Like if it's a I remember a time not too long ago where there were two people working on our taping infrastructure, and they're like, oh, wait, what's going on? How do we get more capacity for this? And I'm like, oh, I heard this just through passive listening, and I'm like, hey, let me connect you with the right person. So one of the main things that the TL's role here is really to sort of drive connection within the team and then also with his partner, with the team's partners. So I think we've all been in technical meetings where we have started talking about some sort of technical issue and it's gone straight into the weeds, past the weeds, past the bike shed, straight into the realm of irrelevance. And one of the most effective roles for a TL here is to run these team meetings effectively, be transparent about what's going on outside the team, but also help bring the team meeting back into focus onto topics that matter. I say transparent because while the TL tends to function as, at least in my experience, tends to function as a communications concentrator to interact between their team and outside teams, The TL's role is not to be an opaque concentrator. They shouldn't block out the sun. They should help prevent distraction from coming in. So if the team needs, for whatever reason, to work around the TL and need to work and talk to other teams directly, that's perfectly fine. The TL's role is primarily there just to make sure that the team isn't distracted from what's going on around. But the team should definitely understand what they're doing and why it's important, and that's where this transparency comes in. And then the other thing about the team is that if the TL is focused on execution and how do we get the team to execute well, the next question would probably be, how do we get the team to execute better? And so this is sort of generally, in my opinion, categorized as influence, sort of helping shape discussions, helping to shape designs, but also for maybe new members of the team or less experienced members of the team, sort of direct guidance and mentoring and coaching to help them through what's going on. Through their projects or through their experience. For more experienced members of the team, sponsorship and delegation are extremely effective at raising the capabilities of those individuals who are ready for it. So sponsorship would be sort of lending your credibility to a member of your team while they take on a highly visible activity, where delegation would be just taking a part of your role and saying, all right, I would like you to do this, or if you're willing to do this, please do. And then that affords you the opportunity to actually grow yourself by freeing up some bandwidth. All right. So the idealized TL, so this is the ideal TL in an ideal circumstance, is roughly half technical wizard and half communications guru. I've been talking a lot about the communications aspect and bringing the team together through a strategy of defining sort of larger goals and then sort of subsidiary goals in order to get there. But that's not the only way that the TL works. Like, the TL has a huge role in shaping the technical produce from a team. So that means design docs, it means code, it means any analysis or other work product that comes out of the team. The TL has a huge role in shaping this. So for example, some common scenarios that I've run into would be team members that are blocked on really complicated or hairy technical challenges. The TL's function here is to maybe take these problems, reframe them in a more fundamental way in order to help resolve those blockers. There's also times when there will be a couple of some equally good options. The TL can do some of the trade-off analysis and then persuade members of the team that one option is preferred over another. I talked about focusing meetings, pulling meetings back out of the weeds, out of rabbit holes, and back into what actually matters technically. And then there's always these technical disagreements that come up. In my experience, I tend to find that when members of my team disagree about which way to go, it's very often a piece of missing context. It's not necessarily context that I have, but it's context that the TL can help recognize and then provide, such that the technical disagreements just kind of go away on their own. And occasionally, it's the TL's role simply just to make the call. Like, sometimes there's no clear option between A and B, or perhaps between A, B, and C, and the TL, in order to just keep the team moving, in order to ensure that execution is happening, just choose a direction, because in those cases, just choosing any direction is better than not. All right. So this is definitely a technical job, but for a TL, the focus is on the team and not on individual produce. So the essential skills of a TL are the technical capability and judgment for the scenarios I described before and lots of others, as well as communications. For a tech lead, it is far less important to do the individual technical produce. So it's far less important for a tech lead to write design docs or write code. The tech lead will still have a key role in shaping these from the team. In my own prior experiences, basically every design doc and every bit of code that would be in any way controversial would somehow pass my way. And then this is just a comment here for new TLs. Like, if you're a new TL of a team, I'm sort of imagining this at about a 5 to 6 person group. roughly about half of your time will be spent on the leadership aspect and then the other half on individual technical accomplishment. But the priority should always be on the leadership because it's more important that the team execute and the team execute well than it is for an individual contributor to for the TL as individual contributor to execute well, because the sum of the produce from the team will be higher than what the TL can deliver. All right. So being a TL is hard. I'm sure we've tried to have conversations with humans, and humans are complicated, and they don't always give you a clear reason as to why they don't want to do something. One of the things that a TL needs to do is convince people or help people find their way in a project. And very often I've run into cases where members of my team have been reluctant to take on responsibilities that that we have thought are well suited for them. And very often people give you reasons that aren't clear. They'll say, oh, I don't want to do this, or no, it would be too slow if I do this, or whatever. And finding your way to the bottom of that is actually not the easiest thing in the world, and can be particularly draining. It's also necessary, very often as a TL, to delegate sort of the high impact or the, quote, fun work first. In my own personal experience, I find that being the tech lead while simultaneously having a critical objective is just too much stress. It puts way too much of a burden on the tech lead in order to maintain focus. So I end up finding that I take the essential sort of team helping work, but the grungy work for myself. And I also find that this really helps fill in the cracks of time. So the times that I'm not leading, or if I don't have any sort of specific leadership activity that I'm doing, then I'll take on some of these sort of smaller, more essential but grungy technical projects that don't necessarily have a tight deadline. And just a reminder here that you're like a TL is responsible for the overall team impact and not responsible for doing it themselves, like not doing it all themselves. But I don't want to leave this slide without saying that the TL role is also really rewarding, because when you're in a TL position, you are looking at this roadmap that you've built, and you're looking at your progress towards it. And every time I've gone back to a roadmap after a couple of months, I've been, oh wait, actually we did all of these things, and actually maybe slightly more. And you find that the team is actually executing better and more than you thought that they were capable of individually. And when you experience this, it's a huge just sort of rush of satisfaction in knowing that the role that you played in helping the team come together and execute together as a single unit was key to the success, and it was something that you had a large role in. So I find that those to be very rewarding. I also find that it's great to have that overall shape, the shaping role on what the team is working on and how they're going about it. I'm not going to say that it's a blocking role. It's not a role where you're actively involved in necessarily everything, but it is a role where you definitely have influence over strong influence over what your team is working on. Okay. So this is a question I get a lot. I'm talking about the tech lead here, and this seems to maybe blend with the manager. And I want to just come out right and say it, that the tech lead and the manager are complementary and often overlapping. The best summary that I've heard in order to differentiate the two roles is basically how versus where. The manager, in my view, focuses primarily on the business and on what does the business need from this team. And I think that comes in the form of the question, where are we going? And this is what you can also kind of imagine goes into the vision that I was describing before, as maybe perhaps the primary signal. The TL answers, how do we get there? And these two questions, how and where, are not independent. So the manager can come in with a absolutely super ambitious thing that is totally infeasible with the team composition as structured. And the TL can help reframe this and help restructure in such a way that the how and the where become actually in sync. There are a couple of other things that the manager do that I think are rather uncontroversially in the exclusive domain of the manager, and that involves primarily staffing activities. So this is recruitment, but primarily performance development, performance evaluation, and the things that involve people coming and going from the company. Okay, all right. Now we're getting into the back bit of the talk here. So how do I use my TL? So that if you've got a TL, say you're an individual contributor on a team and you've got a tech lead, or you're a tech lead yourself and you're working with a tech lead of perhaps the project that is encompassing yours. Like, I talked a lot about broad context. I talked about a lot about one-on-ones and meetings and sort of that person-to-person interaction that the TL does. And that makes them a fantastic information source. So if you're looking for somebody to talk to about an idea that you've had, if you're looking for, like, say, product trends across the organization that can help sort of shape what you're doing, maybe you're just looking for a project idea to help get your career to the next level, your TL is a great person to go to. Like, they can either provide the answers or they can help connect you to the person who can. If you're blocked, or maybe even if you're like not quite blocked and not quite sure yet, maybe you're just a little bit stuck, or maybe you just need a decision made, your TL is a great person to raise these issues to, because like their focus is on the team. Their focus is making sure that the team executes well, and so they're a great person to make to help you get yourself unwedged. And then finally, if you have an idea, like so you have an absolutely killer idea that will that requires like your partner teams to do a thing, or possibly some other group in the company, your TL can act as an advocate and amplifier for you. Chances are, through those meetings that your TL is having, they've got good relationships and good credibility with other parts of the organization. And if they agree that your idea is great, they can help use that credibility, they can help use those contacts to help advance your own idea. One thing I wanted to add to this, I specifically used the word broad context a few slides ago. And that means, at least from my perspective, that the TL knows a lot about a lot of things, but not necessarily everything about a lot of things. So if you go to your TL and you've been working in a space and you're like, okay, I don't know how to move forward, don't necessarily assume your TL will know everything that you do. So if your TL kind of gives you a blank stare, it's probably because you were the most recent person in the given area and you've thought the most about it, and you may need to provide just a little bit of information for them in order to catch them up a little bit. I've had this happen so many times where people from my team are like, hey, Sean, hey, what? Like, tell me about blah. I'm like, hmm? So don't assume that your TL knows everything that you do. If they give you a blank stare, help them out a little bit. Okay. And so how do I become a TL? I mean, obviously, like, not obviously, but just lead. If you lead and you keep leading, eventually you'll become a tech lead. And this is actually how every tech lead that I have come across, and including myself, has done it. And I thought I'd put this sort of simple starter recipe in. Every team has something that's annoying. It could be an overly noisy alert. It could be a meeting that's at a poor time or doesn't have an agenda. So find a problem on your team that's bugging you. Odds are it's not just you, it's bugging the rest of your team as well. Mentally take ownership of it. Just sort of say, look, I'm going to take this problem, I'm going to solve it. And then start engaging your team in solution finding. One of the worst things that you can do is take ownership of a problem, go dark for a while, and then come up for air like weeks or months later with a solution and go, surprise! Almost guaranteed that will result in your team saying, that's actually not what we needed. So definitely mentally take ownership of a problem, figure out how you would go about solving it, but then also engage your team in that solution finding. Get their feedback, get their buy-in. And then once you have that, solve the problem, and then do it again, and then do it again. As you do this, you're building credibility, you're taking on larger and larger activities, and ultimately, you'll get recognized with the shiny post-nominal. All right, and so to recap, the tech lead is a distinct job. It's not an honorarium. You don't get it for being the best. You don't need to be a tech lead in order to lead. If you did, we wouldn't have any. And the TL's primary focus is on execution. It's primarily how can I help the team execute better and more cohesively towards our goal? And the key result that you're looking for is that the team moves forward together. All right? And I'm going to close with the same thought that I opened with, which is that the TL works for the team and not the other way around.